It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the last week in April. Easter and Passover have come and gone, and we've had a number of road races already in the capital area race series, including last Friday night, the NHGI Delta Dental Road Race, and that'll be relevant because we will be talking a little bit of road racing this weekend. Also, last Thursday was the Angels 5K race at Merrimack Valley. That's been a long-standing race near and dear to my heart. And upcoming this weekend on Sunday, if you're listening to this on Saturday, there's still time to register for the Chief Maloney Unity Run 10K, which begins at 11 o'clock at the Stratham Police Department. It's a point-to-point, so you get there and then you get bused back the start. So that's what's going on the 27th and 28th. But this weekend with me is Jody Blumberg and Beverly Cotton from the Concord Hospital Payson Center for Cancer Care. And thank you, Jody and Beverly, for joining me this weekend. I know you're very busy people, so thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
So let's start with the background on the Payson Center and your roles. The listening audience is always interested in hearing the bios on my guests. So please tell us about yourselves, starting with Jody, I guess, and then we'll go to Bev.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us again. My name is Jody Blumberg, and I have the honor and privilege of serving as the director of the Payson Center for Cancer Care at Concord Hospital. And I've been in this role for going on 3 years now, and very much enjoy the work that the Payson Center does in treating the Concord community and meeting all of their cancer care needs.
Great. Beverly?
Hi there. My name's Bev Cotton, and I am a cancer survivor. I was fortunate enough to receive my care at the Payson Center here in Concord approximately 2.5 years ago.
Wow. So that congratulations. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
So let's get right into it. So the Rockin' Race, the 2019 Rockin' Race, will be held on Thursday, May 16th. So tell us a little bit about the planning on that, and then we'll circle back to the original capital campaign for the Payson Center. So, Jody, you want to take that one?
Yeah, please. So the Concord Hospital Rockin' Race will be held, as you stated, Thursday night, May 16th at 6 p.m. Start. And the start location is always at the New Hampshire State House. This year, we've always had the classic 5K run and a 5K walk. And this year, we've added a one-mile loop. We typically have over 5,000 participants, and it wouldn't be a rockin' race without a little bit of rock. And so we'll have over 10 bands along the 5K route, and the popular band Club Soda will be participating and will be providing the after-event performance right on the State House lawn. In addition, we have a costume contest, so we encourage all participants to come in full rock and roll garb. And we have lots of food from some generous vendors like O's, Allen's of Bosquin, The Common Man, Rustic Crust, and Margaritas, in addition to Leaf Farms that provide food along the race and also at the end of the race to keep everybody hydrated and well-fed.
Great. Again, the date is Thursday, May 16th. To register, go on Rockin' Race, one word, rockinrace.org to register. And I know at Northeast Delta Dental, we always have a plethora of employees, and we have a great team photo at the State House. And it truly is the place to be on a Thursday night in Concord. Thousands of people, and you're right, there won't be a lack of food or musical bands and acts during the. And as mentioned, you can walk or run. A lot of people walk. And then they sort of take it all in, and other people run. And if you're an elite runner and you want to race it like an elite race, that's available to you. If you're a recreational runner like myself, you can jog the course. And if you want to walk it, you could walk it. Let's get back to you, Bev. So tell us about your journey and how the Payson Center came into play for you.
Thank you. My journey started actually 3 years ago in May. when I discovered a small little lump on my neck, and I really didn't think much of it, but I did get it checked out right away, and it proved to be a cancerous tumor, and it was already spreaded to lymph nodes. So it was very concerning, and it was important for us to get invested in some treatment right away. My care providers have been always in the Concord area, so that's the first place I went. And I was evaluated by the oncology and chemotherapy folks. I also had requested a second opinion just to be sure that I was getting the best information. So I was sent down to Dana-Farber and went all through that. And I was happy to find out that all of the information that I was receiving down there was the same information that I had got from the wonderful providers here. So it didn't take much to decide that Concord was the place for my treatment.
Wow, that's a great story. So Jody, the Payson Center for Cancer Care was built after the Concord Hospital Trust raised over $10 million in a capital campaign, and you've been director since so 3 years. So, but there is obviously a need for ongoing fundraising. So tell us from your perspective what your background is and why you joined as director, and how do you see it going in the future?
Sure. So, you know, like you pointed out, I've been with Concord Hospital. Prior to coming to Concord, I've been in cancer for quite some time, having held a director at Beth Israel Deaconess in Boston and also the University of Connecticut. So I keep moving north, but never out of Red Sox country.
I like to hear that. So always, they're finally getting their act together, so that's good.
let's hope. So always been a devout Red Sox fan, but all kidding aside, you know, Concord Hospital and the Payson Center does an amazing job in making sure that all of the community is able to get everything that they need right here locally. With very few exceptions, as Bev pointed out, Concord Hospital has all the state-of-the-art equipment, procedures, and most importantly, the physicians and healthcare team to address all of your cancer needs. And so we've been in the community formally since, you know, 2003 when the, you know, Payson Center was established, but informally for many years taking care of patients. And we believe strongly in that patients shouldn't have to drive hours or, you know, down to Boston to receive the care that's vital to them. So
circling back to the Rockin' Race, so last year about $250,000 was raised to provide, you know, counseling and therapies and other educational programs. Tell us about that, how that money raised at the Rockin' Race goes to these services, which ultimately are no cost to the patient.
So the Hope Resource Center is the all of the wraparound services that you're mentioning. And so if you come to the Payson Center on the first floor, you'll find all of these services organized in a way that patients can become familiar with them and really take advantage of those services. So we know when patients undergo treatment, they have a slew of providers in different areas, from surgeons to a medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, to specialists. And what we try and do in the Hope Resource Center is be a source of understanding and coordination for them. And so we, with the money raised in Rockin' Race, we employ people like dietitians and nurse navigators and social workers that really treat the whole person, their mind, body, and spirit. And so I think Bev will be able to elaborate, but the value that the social workers bring to patients in making sure that their transportation, financial, counseling, any issues that might be going on in their home or in their community that's preventing them from focusing on their care, the social workers are right there to get involved. And we don't just take care and work with you during the acuteness of your treatment. We continue to be a presence in your life well into survivorship as needs kind of come up. We also have patient navigators, nurse navigators, which I like to think of as professional family members. And so these nurse navigators are your primary single point of contact during treatment. So if you don't know who's supposed to call in that image or follow up on this result or look at a prescription you might be taking, that's a single call to a nurse navigator that knows you intimately like a family member would.
And so I think the role of the nurse navigator is so important, and it's great that Concord Hospital supports them, because I know, like, I've been in the healthcare system for my whole professional career, and the few times I have to go in, like, I have trouble understanding things. So then, and this is what I've been doing really since 1978, so I can imagine the role of the nurse navigator. So, Bev, how did these auxiliary services, tell me about how that supported your journey?
Well, when I first entered treatment at Payson, I was being treated both with chemo and radiation at the same time. So it was a pretty impactful treatment for me. And what that meant for me is after, you know, a few doses and weeks of treatment, I was no longer able to speak. I was no longer able to eat. And so it became very involved, and I live alone. So that becomes a very significant problem. And it becomes more of a problem than what your physician team can often help you deal with. And so what I found at Payson is I went in the door expecting to receive treatment for my medical issue, which was cancer. But I walked in the door and I received treatment for all of my needs, and additionally, support from my caregivers and my support team to help them help me. And it helps you with some of the more immediate results of your treatment. I had a lot of numbness in my feet when I underwent chemotherapy. I joined the swim team that is helping you move in the water. And when you're moving in the water, it's helping your balance, it's helping you regain muscle tone, and it's helping you with strength. And so those small therapies made a difference. And while I was doing that, I became more and more aware of things that could help me. I consulted with a nutritionist, Megan, because I was having quite a bit of difficulty with my tube feedings in managing all of that. I've never had to have that before. So even though there was some level of education with that, there were ongoing issues and so forth that I needed help with. And I can't imagine not having the pace and resources there.
Having
for
that
me.
Support system.
Yeah.
Bev, you're a role model and very courageous also to share your story, because I think people need to hear about these support systems that are available. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this weekend of April 27th and 28th. And with me is Jody Bloomberg, who is the director of the Concord Hospital Payson Center, and Beverly Cotton, we call her Bev, that's what seems to be going by, one of the survivors. And we were talking about you've been cancer-free for a little while, but the journey continues. Tell us about that and why it's important that you stay in touch with the support system at Payson Center.
Yeah, a lot of the important work that they do there is to get us back to full health as much as we can post-treatment, but to keep us there. Being a cancer survivor, the last thing I want is to have a recurrence. So I need to know how to prevent that and to be given the tools that I need to be able to work with to do that. When I first finished treatment, you're very physically devastated. So your primary concern is just getting your physical self back on track and kind of recovering emotionally from the insult that you suffered because of that treatment. But as you get better, you look to make things even better. And Payson Center programs and the Hope Center was right there for me. So I immediately transitioned from being a patient to now survivor. And I was able to tap into other offerings that the Payson Center had for me that I wouldn't have been ready for earlier on. Particularly for me, the anti-cancer lifestyle program was an amazing 12-week immersion, weekly meetings for a couple of hours each week, and specialists from different areas are brought in to help you become aware and make changes in your life that are going to influence you to the point where you can prevent recurrences of this terrible disease and hopefully spread that information to your families, to prevent them from getting sick in the first place.
That's an incredible inspirational story there. So this Hope Resource Center, Jody, is the services there are offered at no cost to the, you know, to clients like Bev and so forth. So the funds from the Rockin' Race and other fundraising go toward that, so that the Hope Resource Center can be supported, and that these services can go to folks like Bev, you know, free of charge. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Just about everything we do is at no cost to patients. And it also, as she touched upon it, it expands into caregivers as well. And so we have some complementary and alternative medicine programs where caregivers can receive some de-stressing information regarding Reiki and guided imagery. And then we know that cancer takes a huge toll. And when you're going through the 6 months or so of acute treatment, you're meeting so many people. And then, you know, you finish treatment and you ring a bell, whether it's in radiation oncology or in chemotherapy, and you stop seeing people that you've seen every single day or talked to every single day. And that can be a little bit of a cliff. And patients often wonder, you know, what's next? Just because the clinical team says that you're a survivor and you've gone through this doesn't mean that you're, you know, quite ready to view yourself that way. And so we have all of these wraparound services, such as a new survivorship program and the anti-cancer lifestyle program, a plethora of psychosocial support programs that we provide to help with that kind of cliff and make that more of a journey and a hill. And so people still stay connected. And Bev is a big part of our program 2.5 years after she was diagnosed.
This is an incredibly important show today, because I think what we're trying to say here is life goes on even when you're a cancer survivor. So the groceries still have to be paid. The roof still leaks, right? You still need to celebrate Easter or Passover, and so those things. So the other thing, it seems to me that the center also provides those sort of more modest out-of-pocket expenses that still are costly, you know, maybe a grocery card or a gas card or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So through the Lend Me a Hand funds and the Gene Gillis Endowment, we're able to provide patients who are in active treatment with grocery, weekly grocery and gas cards to help supplement the financial impact that they might be going through. And those can be pretty devastating. If you have financial issues or marital issues before you have a cancer diagnosis, they only get exacerbated. And coordination of childcare and work schedules can be overwhelming. And we know that if we don't help address those burdens, it'll impact the care you receive. We don't want people having to make a choice between their chemotherapy drugs or their heat that month. And so the social works work extensively, both with resources we have available, but also they're very good at connecting and knowing what the community resources and some national resources are available to patients. And this is just as important as the clinical work that's done at the patient center.
The race is coming right up, May 16th at 6 o'clock. I know I'll be there with probably like 40 other Delta Dental employee colleagues. It's the place to be. We're headquartered on the New Hampshire State House lawn. If you want to register, and listening to Bev and Jody, how could someone not register? It's $30 online at Rockin' Race, one word, rockinrace.org until race day. And Jody, are you still, I know you have a lead presenting sponsor, you probably want to mention them, but also can, if we got some interest in other corporations, can there also be a corporate sponsorship?
Yes, absolutely. There's always an opportunity for sponsorships. And we've had some really dedicated sponsors over the years, with Merrimack Savings Bank being the title sponsor, and somebody's been with us for a very long time serving in that role. And so we can't thank them enough for their continued support throughout these 15 years.
Yeah. Big shout out to Merrimack Savings Bank. Now back to you, Bev. So are you going to be able to walk with us that night?
You bet I am.
Nice. So tell us, do you walk with the team of survivors or your daughter maybe?
The Anti-Cancer Crusaders.
Oh, Cancer Crusaders. Cool.
It's my team. And my daughter has already sponsored me. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. And she will be there that day. And she will also be at Cancer Survivors Day. And I'm very much looking forward to the opportunity to be at Rock and Race. I'll be there the day before helping with distribution of materials and such. And I will be there the day of. And then I'll jump right in when it's race time. And I'm going to walk the walk.
Nice. So I'll see you there. And why don't you, for the listening audience, tell us the your daughter got into Harvard, right? So she's doing well, right?
And she will absolutely kill me when she.
No, she won't. That. I went there, and she should be proud of it.
She graduated with distinction, and
nice.
She's doing wonderfully. So.
And she's joining you for the walk.
And she sure is. She'll be there. She's joined me through this whole journey. She turned me over to the Payson Center for a while, and let them pick up the slack during her absence at grad school, knowing that I was in very good hands. And she's jumping back in and supporting the center as much as I am.
If we haven't piqued your interest, if you, I know there are thousands of people listening to us that have done the Rock and Race, but if you haven't, if you're not going to register now, you know, I'm not sure when you would, but again, it's rockandrace.org. So Jody, as you kind of look out into the future, I mean, obviously you have a lot of experience in this area. Clearly, the Payson Center and the Hope Resource Center and the Gene Gillis Lend Me a Hand Fund, those are all state-of-the-art. But I know, because I meet with a lot of your colleagues at Concord Hospital and sort of future things that are going on, the possibility of a new dental clinic and things like that, you must already be thinking about the future. So what's on the horizon besides making sure that you know, we sustain this in a vital way?
Yeah, so I think that we're seeing this mass of growth in cancer survivors, which is an amazing event, and it's really attributing to the strides we've made in prevention, screening, diagnosis, and treatment. And so now we diagnose and treat about 1,000 patients a year at the Concord Payson Center. We're currently following 14,000 survivors that have come through our doors. There's over 80,000 survivors in the state of New Hampshire, and there's soon to be over 20 million cancer survivors in the U.S. And so a lot of our efforts are being focused on how do we support and care for these cancer survivors, and what are their needs going to be as we predict those in the years and the decades to come. And so just we want to continue to bring home the message of screening, early detection, and also taking care of survivors. And we can't thank our community, you know, partners enough. Northeast Delta Dental, amongst many. We are a regional hospital with roots right here in Concord community. And our mission is that we address the needs of every patient in our community. And so we feel pretty fortunate to be stewards of community funds that are raised to support a cancer center. And we just steward those funds to make sure that they're intended to help the patients that the community raises those funds for.
So. Well said. So folks, let's register. Rockandrace, one word, .org. So Bev, let me give you the last word. So if you thinking about your experience, if someone's never walked or run this race, why should they do that?
It's of utmost importance for people like me and for the people in my life to have a sense that I can receive quality care that is unmatched anywhere else in my own community with my own support system in the place where I thrive. And to feel confidence that I will be well cared for and that my family will be well cared for going through this process. It's inspired me to become a Payson volunteer. It's inspired me to be involved in Payson activities because it did so much for me and for my family and the people important to me that we all feel very much the need to pay that forward.
Well put. State of the art right here in our own backyard. Bev, thank you for sharing your experience and for your courage, and best of luck on your continuing journey. And I will see you on May 16th, rockandrace.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Jody, thanks for leading this great center.
Appreciate it. Thank you.